Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday on Home Time Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight, we're going to have a great time together because we're going to talk about breaking through love, and we're going to talk about relationships, which I love to talk a lot because relationships are supposed to be joyful, are supposed to be a journey of two loving people working towards fulfillment and enlightenment together. But if only it were that simple, because sometimes a relationship can leave us more confused, more frustrated, and more dissatisfied than ever before. We love our partner, but we don't understand them yet, and we want to work things out. And so, in other words, you hear this statement all the time. It's complicated. It's complicated at best. Now, tonight, we would love to work to simplify things, to make relationship simple and easier and joyful. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'll help you break through the blockages in your love life. So all relationship, good or bad, soulmate, temporary, you know, they all hit what is called the roadblocks. But roadblocks don't necessarily mean the end of a relationship or that the person's no good for you. They simply have obstacles you have to learn to navigate through. So what I'm trying to say tonight is that it's so important to understand the roadblocks and to figure it out how you people can stay together and don't split apart because of this roadblock. So the only secret to a long-lasting relationship is facing them and is facing the challenges as they arise, because there's no such things like a perfect relationship to the beginning through years. So a relationship can actually hit its plateau early on or many years down the road. So you never know. Sometimes relationships were very well for a number of years, but then something happens, and then you hit that plateau. I remember I had a client who met a guy who was absolutely crazy about her, and everything was great till one moment who didn't want to respond to her anymore. And he always gave excuses, and she started to be very frustrated, and she said, "I don't know, I don't want to hear about this guy, he's acting very strange." And she actually found out that he was going through a very hard time with his divorce, his demanding job. And guess what? A year later, he came around. He came around and everything went the right way. So also, I have another example of another friend of mine that her husband, after almost 20 years, went into what I consider a relationship plateau. So the relationship started to change. His personality started to change. He became moody, distant, doing all kinds of weird things. So she was very confused. She said, "I want to be single. I don't want to, you know, be with this man anymore. And what am I going to do with all these years together?" So she became desperate. But on the other hand, she still wanted to bring her husband back. So I told her to wait because, you know, he was going through a phase. So he was trying to find himself. And fair enough, some months later, her husband came back, you know, to his senses. and the relationship went back to normal. So what I'm trying to say is that there are moments in our lives when we go through experiences like this, and we need to know to identify the four reasons why a relationship hits a roadblock. Like, for instance, the wrong timing. The timing of a relationship can be completely off, because our life is actually dictated by universal time. You know, I try to explain to you in many of my shows that we pass through what is considered personal time and personal years. And if, let's say, somebody's in a year that is more difficult, like consider according to Pythagorean concept, the year 9, you know, that's a very hard time in your life when you feel like things are coming to an end, and probably even your relationship might come to an end. But you have to wait, you know, and don't do anything during the year 9. Don't get married in the year 9. Don't make a decision. Don't go to divorce, because you divorce in the year 9, there's nothing you can do. You can't fix that relationship. So you and your partner's timing depend on unique situation, and you have to be aware of this. But Elena and Robin and who else is out there, hold on the line. I'll back with you in a moment. I just want to talk about this four rules, like four reasons when a relationship can go into a crisis. So the first one is timing, and you have to be aware of the concept of time, because everything in the physical world is time. Another one is external influences. So as I said, the second reason your relationship may be stuck is due to all these influences, pilfered from the outside, certain family members, certain friends, certain outsider that might interfere between you, and actually they contributing to, you know, to the lack of progress in a relationship. They contributing to the problem that come in a relationship. So you have to introspect and evaluate who might be impacting your relationship and how to free your relationship from their influences. I've seen cases in which somebody wants to get remarried. They simply cannot remarry because of their daughters or their sons or their kids from a previous marriage, or their mother, or God knows who interferes. So I want you to be aware of it. This external influences can be really a serious problem that you need to acknowledge, and you need to take charge, and you need to stop them from happening. The third one is internal struggle. You know, your partner may be facing internal struggle that you know nothing about, such as all of a sudden you have your anxiety, all of a sudden you have your insecurity, your phobias, your all those deep character problems that you've never noticed before. So then consequently, communication, trust, comfort are key to remove your partner's inner boundaries and help you work with the dynamic flow more smoothly. So you have tools how to work with the internal struggle. Many times you can move past all these plateaus that I'm talking by simply reacting with a lot of sympathy, with a lot of empathy, with a lot of understanding. The reality is that we are not reacting that way, you know, because we react emotionally. So that can lead to amplifying the internal struggle. And the last element that I was talking about, the four reasons why relationship can hit the roadblock, is the karmic pattern. You know, all of a sudden now a karmic situation will occur. And you might be stuck in a karmic pattern, which is the repetition of something that has been created before that has never been resolved. That's why one of the things that I always talk is pay attention to this number one law of spirituality, which is the law of karma, which symbolizes not so much what goes around comes around, but the repetition of the same situation, the same people, the same events that will continue to come into your life if the issue is not understood, is not processed, is not resolved. So I want you to understand this. And let's say your partner did something wrong, but you never really got over it. So the fear, the anger, the resentment will still be within you. I've seen so many people that can never overcome all these negative feelings about something that happened at some point in their relationship. So you actually have to identify what happened and what was left unresolved, and kind of open that problem in your mind and try to work it out before you move forward. But I tell you, don't worry. We can solve all of this problem that I'm talking about. I don't want you to worry about them. I want you to process them, to find a resolution for them, to find a solution. Because as we always say, there is a solution for everything. I'm going to go and take your calls, and then we'll move forward into how to fix problems in relationship. I'm going to give you a lot of tips that I think will be really instrumental in healing sometime a relationship that needs to be healed. And I'm going to go to Elena in New York. Hi, my love. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. I'm all right. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice.
And you too.
So, what do you think of my topic? Does it resonate with you?
Oh, absolutely. I would like to know how you see my current relationship, which I feel is not completely fulfilling. And
well,
what
is this current relationship going on for a while?
Yes, so I'd like to know where you see it. I don't really feel it's going to change myself.
Well, I really think that you've been, in my understanding, is that you progress to this relationship. You're able to very slowly make it move forward. You know, in your case, I think there were a lot of external influences and also the inner struggle of the person. You know, when you struggle with what happened to you, with your own fears, when you're not ready to commit again, when you've been committed to somebody else and then something happens. That's the feeling I have in your case. Like, we're dealing with those elements, internal struggle, external influences, if you agree with me. I feel very strong, like, yeah. I feel like the person we are talking about is influenced by somebody in his family, if you agree with me. And I think that that's where you feel the roadblock, you feel the wall, you feel that you're not getting where you want to get with this person because the person is receptive to the influence of somebody else in the family. Is this correct or no?
That is absolutely correct. I'd like to have a relationship that's somebody more open and kind of relationship.
But sometimes it's not what I'm understanding yet. You know, Elena, you know what I think? Sometimes what we want doesn't really coincide with what we need to go through. And I feel like in your case, you kind of have to go through this, you know, this experience in your life is almost like something that you cannot walk away, because you probably attempted to walk away, you might try to walk away, or probably you tried to walk away from this in the past, but it didn't really work the way you want it. Do you agree?
Yes.
I feel like, okay, here I am. Why am I with this person? Who I feel I hit the plateau, I feel I hit the point in which I cannot progress. I'm in a situation where this doesn't go any further than where I am right now. Why am I in this predicament? Why am I here and I don't see this progressing? That's pretty much your case. But I really believe that you won't be able to walk away from this person and find somebody else unless you reach to some kind of a resolution with this relationship. A resolution within you, a resolution between you two. And I really believe in my heart that you are progressing without seeing. You are moving forward, but it feels like you are not, but you actually are. So I'm trying to open your mind to the fact that you are moving somewhere with this person, and this person slowly is attaching to you, even if this person doesn't admit the attachment. So let's say if you walk away from this person will tend to come back to you. Because the attachment is already there. This energy is already, your energy and his are connected. So it's not that simple to walk away from him. There is a side of you that would love to be with this person if this person will be more receptive, if this person will stop the influence, if this person will heal his internal struggle, and if this person will be willing to admit a real commitment. And there is a sign in me that says, from now on to November, you might see a major improvement here after a period of looking like it's stagnant and nothing really happened. So I actually have a great feeling about this. And I'm not saying walk away from this. On the other hand, you're a creative, beautiful woman who have an amazing energy. And I think that if you pay attention around you and look at the world around, you might be able to bring someone else into your life if you want to. And the only positive aspect of this is that you might be bringing somebody who's actually much more ready, even more energized, probably younger chronologically, something like this. That's what comes to my mind. So, and I don't know if you go into an event. I see like a gala, a celebration, because I see you in a long dress. It's just a vision I have of you. And I think at this event, you will meet the person I'm telling you. So there is something new coming your way. So there is. So don't really work on what you have right now. Allow yourself to see the progress. But on the other hand, you know, don't be stuck and allow yourself to bring someone else in, because it's going to happen. So I think I gave you a very complex perspective of where you your life is going from now on to November, in the next probably November, February, somewhere in the next number of months from now. You will feel like you really get to the bottom of it.
Oh, that's amazing, Carmen. You're incredible.
Oh, I love you.
Oh,
I love you. Thank you so much for calling me. And call anytime, Elena. I'm here every week, 7 p.m. Eastern. And with Christopher, you know, we're trying to answer everybody's questions. So I'm going to a break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Robin, Susan. Hold on the line. I love you guys.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. So in case you want to connect with me, I think it's very easy to call right now because we still have some lines open. And Christopher can take your call and we can talk. The number to call is 202-570-7057. So I want you to reach out to me tonight if you have any kind of a concern about your life, because I'm here for you. This show is for you. It's a calling show. It's actually your show. So whatever the nature of your problem, if you have a health crisis, if you have a financial crisis, if you simply don't know how to deal with something, or if you lost somebody recently, no matter the nature of your problem, is if it's emotional, is mental, is physical, is financial, is spiritual, I'm here for you. So I have a wonderful pleasure in my heart. I mean, it comes from my heart to feel that I can do something. I can send some light into your life. So here I am, you know, waiting for your calls. And if you want to connect with me, it's very simple to connect through my Facebook account, through my, you know, Instagram, all the social media. This is the way to connect in the world today. I'm doing a lot of lives, so if you want to participate when I do live videos on Facebook and we talk in different topics, you know, you can be my friend and you can join this big family of people who want to love each other, help each other, and share information. So I'm going to go back to the calls, and then when I have a problem, I'll give you my take on how to fix problems in relationship. I came up with a lot of good solutions for you, but let me first go to you because you are my priority and the show is for you. And I'm going to talk to Susan. Hi, my Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. You?
Very good. I'm really happy to talk with you.
Oh, me, I'm super excited, Susan. Super, super excited. So tell me, how can I help?
Well, I had a question. I've been looking for, I have a job, but I've been looking for new work, and I was just wondering what you see.
Yeah, I see new work coming relatively soon. I see work, I guess you say probably in 6 weeks, something like this. I really think you need this work. You need something new. And there's a way, there's a sign of me that says it's better that you are changing something right now. I feel positive about the change in itself. And the fact that you wanted, did you apply for a new job?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I think it might come through applying, but there might be also somebody else who knows you looking for a job, who might guide you through a different direction. I see almost like two sources of job. One that comes through you applying directly, and another one that comes unexpectedly from somebody else. If there's any of your friends or anybody you know that I would describe as a woman with brown light hair, and I think she has an LM initial in her name, and she's a very pretty lady, around your age, probably a little bit younger. Does this make any sense?
Yes, it does.
So I feel very good about the two offers you have to sort of put in balance, which one you will choose. So because one of them you will definitely choose. So you won't be without work. But you have a lot of skills and abilities that you can even expand your work beyond the job, almost like building something independent. Have you thought about that?
Yes. I do really want to start doing side projects.
Mm-hmm. I feel really good. I'm really excited about this, you know. I'm excited about the fact that this can be an opportunity for you to not only consider working for a company or for somebody else, but like starting to work for you and using more your creative, your brilliant mind, you know. I like this a lot. I think you should go this way if you want. And I think you will. I actually think you will. If I look in the next 8 months from now, I see the more you put energy into becoming also independent, even if you do this work in the weekends or aside from your main job, Long terms, you will consider working on your own. Probably 3 years from, probably 4 years from now. But down the road, you know what I mean? It's going to pay off if you try working independent right away. Because you have something to do. There's something within you, if you agree with me, that you need to release, to get it out there.
That's excellent. That's great news. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love you, my Susan. So keep me posted how it goes. If I can guide you more into it in the future, just call my show. You are my friend. So we'll talk more about this. But I promise you, in a short period of time, those two offers are going to come. And thank you, Susan, for being part of my show.
Thank you.
I send you a lot of love. And I'm going to Catherine. Hi, dear Catherine.
Hello, Carmen. Can you hear me? How are you?
I'm good, my love. How are you, my angel?
I am fine, thank you. I'm lovely to talk with you.
Okay, so how can I help you? What it is the major question that you have or whatever concern you might have, just feel free to ask me so you can guide me into what is more important to know.
Okay. I thought you were talking, I think you are going to be talking a little bit more about love relationships. And it's like,
yes.
Carmen, for whatever reason, you know, fear, whatever, I've been in a relationship for the last 15 years with my cat, but it's like, you know, and he's wonderful, but I'd really like to have that, you know, human being that I'm, you know, supposed to be meant, and I'm just wondering if you have any insight on what's blocking me, or where to meet him, or I don't know, it's just, it feels like it's...
You know what I have a feeling, Catherine, when you say that, I'm stopping you for a moment. First of all, I understand the love for cats because I have 3 cats. I used to have 7 cats. I'm a big animal lover. My house is like a zoo, you know, because they actually own this house, not me. It's their house.
Exactly.
I totally believe that. They better than us, you know. These are creatures that will sacrifice for us. We don't have that, you know. We're not that evolved, you know. And talking about intuition, you know, they know exactly who's good, who's bad. They know exactly what you think. They cannot talk, but they amazing. So, but I want you to. And by the way, I want to tell you a funny story. I had once I counseled a couple in which she left him because he didn't agree with the fact that she had a cat, and he said, well, between them two, I'm going to choose the cat. But it's a real story. You know, it really happened to me. I was like, me that I love cats, I look at it and I said, okay, me, I'm a counselor. What am I supposed to tell this couple? Anyhow, it's funny. But Catherine, listen, there is a man coming into your life that I would describe a man around your age. I know he's born in the spring. I know his brown hair. I know he's very careful with details because I look at him as he's very organized. You know, very rarely you see men like that. Men can be very disorganized. But this man is very put together. He's very business in a way. And you know what? He's alone himself. When it comes to you, I feel there is something inside you blocking yourself. I don't know if you agree with me. Do you agree?
That there's something inside of me blocking it?
We block ourselves without even realizing. Have you ever thought that you might do this to you? And the the blockage is not conscious.
Okay.
So there's an unconscious blockage. Unconscious blockages can actually come from something that happened to us when we were 5 years old, when we were 10 years old, experiences during the childhood, or relationship with the people in our lives, or a previous marriage, or something that happened to you long time. With you, I go back long time, you know? Something
right.
That happened. Do you agree?
A fear of being limited. That I get from my mother.
Yeah, it does come usually, primarily, you know, this like Freud used to say, everything goes back in the relationship with the parent and goes back to the childhood.
Right.
And you're not aware of it. And one day you wake up and you said, why am I not in a relationship? And the root of the problem goes back 20 years ago. And if you go back and dig into that problem, you release it. It's exactly like you let go of something that is blocking you. So, but hold on to the show, because I will try to talk about the elements that will fix this situation. And I think that you will overcome, because I see you with this man. And I like this man for you, because I think it's exactly what you need right now in your life. So you will not be alone. All I want you to do me the favor and call back on the show and tell me much more so I can celebrate it with you. Okay. I see you traveling with this guy. I see you going. He loves to go on an island. You know, some people love to go to Bahama. This is a guy who loves the sun, loves to play, loves to surf. He's very dynamic. And you will, this is a perfect, it's going to be a good match. Just to say the least, like a perfect match, that it's almost ideal. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but you know, Kat, you deserve it. You deserve it. It's time for you to allow it to happen. It's time for you to say, you know what, I'll embrace it. And try to revisit the issue that happened with your mother. Go back to that moment in time, you know, in the way your mother was dealing with you and her own issues that somehow are reflected within your inner self. And try to work emotionally with that. Yeah.
Okay. May I ask one more question?
Sure, please.
It's related to this. Where do you recommend that I go or plant myself or be so that I can be open to this meeting this man?
So you have to, how should I say, you have to acknowledge that the blockage is internal. You have to acknowledge that there can be something emotionally within you that you need to heal. You have to acknowledge whether there was any interference that caused this, like a trauma or something, or an emotional experience that was stopping you from progressing. Because I feel like there's such a need in you to be loved and to give love back. And I am opening, you know, I'm doing my magic right now with you, because I want to open the door of your soul to embrace this, to allow it to happen. And I'm opening the perception to how this person is and how this person looks and how you're going to travel with this person. And your mind, without even realizing, is opening doors. You're opening doors in your consciousness, allowing this to happen. So this blockage that was there is kind of taken away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking that away from you. So you, and I, please call me again on the show so we can work more together for the emotional unblockage, so that you're gonna feel so free that you're gonna walk out of your house and there is this man across the street. And this is the way reality reflects what the mind projects. If the mind is stuck, you're not going to see it. It's going to be in front of your eyes, but you will be blind in a way, in a metaphoric way. So I want you to see it. To see it, yep. You know what I mean? And to embrace it. And it's going to happen, Catherine. And you will enjoy this man. This will be your partner for a very long time. You guys are going to have the time. And you guess what? He loves cats. So, so that's going to be great.
That's a request.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, my Catherine. I love you, my dear. And now we're going to go to my next caller, which is Serena from Canada. Hi, welcome, Canada, to my show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Excited to talk to you, my love.
I'm so happy I reached you finally.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm just wondering about love and relationships. For the past 15 years, I've been off and on with this guy, which I love so much. And since, like, we're breaking up, we're getting back together, and on and on. So
yeah, but,
I like for you
to... If you continue like this, what I think is going to happen, this relationship, in other words, you will continue to be on and off with this. So If you say, okay, Carmen, I'm still with this guy, I can't let him go, but then we're doing the same thing, I think you can break through a certain behavior pattern. Do you agree with me?
I do agree with you, but seems like we both can't forget about each other. No matter what happens, we both run
it's,
into
it's
each
so
other.
Intense. It's so intense. It's so powerful. So the way I see your situation, your best bet will be to make this work. Does it make sense? Okay. So your best bet will make this work. Not, don't try to walk away from this. Get it better. Make it better because so far, nothing else will actually happen. Do you understand? So I feel if you want to let this go, you might find yourself at the dead end, you know, and feel like nobody else is coming because you leave the karma unresolved. This is something karmic. Yeah. This goes on for 18 years. I don't suggest walk away from it and go to somebody else. That will leave things unresolved. And the danger is that you will be alone for a long period of time, so you'll be tempted to go back because it's very karmic. Relationship like this cannot be destroyed and thrown to the garbage for you to have a new beginning. It simply doesn't work this way, and people don't understand. But it's very powerful to understand the mechanism, you know, of relationships. So my advice is try to make this get better. I see this getting better. I see you traveling together, either to Europe or overseas. I suggest you do that. I think you're going to bond better. I think you, my understanding is probably you're meant to be together. And it's meant to be, it's just you, both of you agree on working on it to make it be more solid and more stable. Was there another woman in his life?
I'm not sure that was our issue all this time because we are in a long distance relationship, kind of. So I'm not.
I think
really
that's
sure.
that's the only intuitive feeling that I have, that there is, other than you in all these episodes of back and forth, there was somebody else, and that will explain why your relationship was not consistent. But I think that there's a lot that can be done to make it consistent, and I don't think that woman from the outside will actually stop you from being with him. You understand? I feel like at this point in time, nobody can stop you from being with him.
Let's hope.
Okay,
so.
My Serena, I go to a break. I send you lots of love and thank you for calling. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I am back. I guess I won't have enough time in the show to talk about how fixing problem in a relationship. I promise I'll do it next week because I want to take your calls. So I am going to go to Robin because, Robin, I owe you an apology. I know you've been waiting for quite a while. But Valeria and Lucia, hold on the line because I'll get to you after Robin. So, my dear Robin, again, forgive me, but I'm here ready for you. So what is your main concern?
Hi, Carmen. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I love you, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you, too. I'm calling because this number, a number I see all the time, and I grew up in this house with the same number, but I see this number constantly, and I just need to know what it means.
Tell me, what is the number?
The number is 269.
It's an interesting... It's an interesting combination of numbers. Now, numbers don't exist actually individually, but individually, two means the motherhood, six means the marriage, and nine means evolution, completion, higher level of evolution, which I think you are a very evolved soul. And these numbers are given to you. If you add them together, you reach the number eight, which is a karmic number, and it's the planet of karma. So in other words, you have whatever karmic issues you have that involve motherhood, marriage, and the way you handle it through years, and also the background of your family. Does this make sense, what I'm telling you?
Yes, it does.
Because if you look at every number is a frequency. It relates to something within ourselves and has a deeper meaning. So numbers like number two means two, the moon, the mother, the emotion, the sensitiveness, the probably some of your insecurities. Number six is in which way this played into your marriage, because six is the family, the marriage, the foundation of emotional stability. So There's a link between motherhood and emotional stability, which means your marriage. Are you still married, Robin?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So there you see the link between your daughter, the family, the marriage, and the evolution of your own soul. It also has something to do with your mother. Is your mother on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Well, it's so funny. Your mother talks about somebody with the name like Bella, Ella, something like that. Does this make resonate anything?
Bella, Ella, no.
Or an E name or a B name. So she shows me there's two initials. So I'm trying to understand. She comes across, she was a very strong woman. Do you agree?
Well, I don't know. She died when I was 6 years old, so I don't remember.
Oh, so that makes a lot of sense. That makes all that. Now I see why you see the number. The motherhood, the mother figure. You see, the presence of your mother has a lot to do with two, which is your mother figure, which is the motherhood, which relates to your daughter, which relates to your own family issue, which is the six. You see, so the numbers play into issues that have to do with your family. When you lose a mother at that age, you pretty much don't have the mother figure. So that was something that was missing with you, that source of love that you're coming from. You were missing that. It impacted your life. Do you agree?
Oh, yes.
So I am telling you, this is why you see this number. And I also think it is your mother showing them to you. It's the spirit of your mom. But I want you to look in, what is she shows me a day of 14. She talks of the month of September. She shows me this initial. She also shows me a big S, like in Sam, Steve, an S initial. She says she's been trying for a long time to connect with you. She's been trying before, she will continue to try. Her soul wants to be in touch. If for all these years your mother wanted to reach out to you and to make herself acknowledged by you, and she shows me a picture of her, like when she went before she passed. Do you have that picture?
I have an ancestor altar, and that picture is on my altar.
Yes. So she's talking about that picture. Very powerful. I have chills when I think of your mom, Robin. We can talk to her much more. Unfortunately, the show is kind of short, and I'm limited with the time. But feel free to call me anytime on the road, and let's see if we can connect much more.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
I love you, Robert. I love you, sweetie. I love you. I'm going to go to Valeria in California. Hi, my dear Valeria.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay, my love. How can I help you?
I wanted to see if I will be working this month.
Yes. You are working, and the person who's helping you with work has an M name.
Okay, because I'm not working at the moment. So
no, you're going to find work. You're going to get back in right away. I think the month of July, you get back to work. So that's right around the corner. I think you're going to be very happy with a new job. But there is a person with an M name that is either your boss or somebody who's helping you with work. And this is a woman, round face, short hair, brunette, big brown eyes, big lips, big earrings. I like how she looks. And she has a blue a shirt with a white, black, blue, something. I work visually. And I see this woman visually coming into your life. But very helpful. Like, you know, we used to say that God helps us through people. And this is the woman who's going to help you with the job. So I'm very confident that you will get job, that the job is going to be good, that you're going to have a very pleasant environment. So keep me posted about this, Valeria. When that happens, that feel free to call back the show if any other questions you might have. Do you have a son, Valeria?
No. I have
no.
A grandson.
Two grandsons. So probably one of your grandsons come very strong in my mind. I feel something good about one of your grandsons. Either he gets known or he has a special talent. Look for it.
Yeah, he has a special talent. He does.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I am so proud of him and proud of you. The way you guys are connected is very positive. So so anytime, Valeria, you need me with something, feel free to call every Tuesday.
Okay, I was just going to ask in regards to the job, are they going to contact me or something I need to do?
It's something that I suggest you to do. I feel like you make the first step and then it's going to come from them. So I want you to look into it, put your energy, make the first phone call, the first effort, the first thing that established the connection, and after that is going to be really easy.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. I love you. And I'm going to go to Lucia in New Orleans. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, my love. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to say that the grandmother that came through earlier, I felt like it was for me because my niece is Bella and my daughter is Isabella. And my grandmother was very strong as a general.
Right. Very possible because I heard the word. I heard the voice. And sometimes when two people wait online, like you guys, there are a number of people waiting on the same station. So the energy is when it's in the above world, above this physical world, you know, when they come through, you just hear them. And it's very possible that they come through in the same time. Because I heard so clearly the name. I believe that's her. I believe that's her, totally. And she was very lovely. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Like I feel somebody who's pleasant. You know, you feel people that are good-hearted, that are genuine, that are authentic. You feel them. And she was like that.
She was exactly like that. Very elegant.
Very elegant, very clever, very beautiful woman, but with such kindness. She's had such grace, you know. You don't see that anymore. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about my love life. Do you feel anyone coming in?
Okay, let me ask you, have you been married?
I have, and I was divorced maybe 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you went through a marriage, then you went through a divorce. And then you had a period of healing, which you did heal very well, in my opinion. I do feel like you are kind of done. Do you agree with me? Because unless you're not healed, there's no moving forward. People don't understand why somebody doesn't come right away. Because you need to do your inner work in healing. You know, you need to process that disconnect, you know. You connected to somebody that you married. There's an energy connection, and you need to disconnect. And that doesn't happen in a second. So I feel like you have this extraordinary person coming your way, which he would be so in love with you. Oh my God! it makes me laugh because I work with energy, so you feel the field of energy. Something you feel it within you. So I'm like getting excited and have a big smile on. You should see me how I smile now, because I see you so in love with him, because he's so all over you. You know, you will always say, oh my God, now this guy is really crazy about me. I've never thought this is, because I don't think you've experienced this yet. I think it's going to be kind of new, this kind of intense, extraordinary, genuine love. That's very rare to find, by the way, but it's going to happen to you. And I keep on seeing from your grandmother a G or a J sound of a name and an R name. So there's like, she's giving me two initials. So there's indication about this, and this indication about the month of August to December. So this is relatively the period of time when you're going to tell me much more about this person. And who is Katie or Kate or Carol? Who is the CK sound of a name?
CK.
CK. Think about it. If it doesn't ring right away, it will probably after we disconnect on the phone.
My sister-in-law's sister. Her name is Katie.
Okay. Katie. Yeah. So there's something about Katie. There's something about her. We'll see in which way. You know, sometimes people play roles in our life, even if we don't make the connection right away. I think you'll understand. Okay. And also there's a huge initial A, Anna, Angela, something.
That's my grandma.
That's it. Yeah. So what's her name? Anna?
Adela.
Oh, Adela. Okay. Because I see the huge A, but I didn't see the whole name. It's interesting when they talk, you don't miss the first initial, but then you actually can really see the first initial, but cannot really completely see the name. But she is definitely saying something, and she's so... did she like sweets? Do you remember if she likes cookies or something?
Yeah, she loves to bake and she loves to cook.
Yeah. So she, you know, sometimes spirits ask to give them something, and she would love for you to put on a table a piece of cake or something sweet. She said she's missing that. So if you don't, you might think this is insane, but
I will do it.
And I understand the spirit world, and they have human needs, you know, and I feel like she asked for you to give her a piece of cake and put it on a table. And if you see the plate being moved, don't be surprised, you know, or if you hear a noise, don't be surprised, you know.
Well, what I will tell you is that my father also died, and I just bought him a cake, and we all celebrated it, even though he's not here. So I'm sure
amazing.
That's the cake
I love
that you
it.
Want.
Oh, so that's probably what she's referring to. But she's
yes.
definitely, they are together on the other side, because it's interesting how spirits reunite, you know, in the eternal world beyond the physics, where there's continuous time and there's the limitation, and how clearly they can see us and how clearly they see where we're going, how many times they want to interfere, they want to help, they want to do things for us. And you have so much support in the spirit world. That's why they're going to send to you this very loving man that's going to do everything for you. Well, this guy has a beautiful home with a huge land around, in the back especially. And he's not far away from an area with trees. I don't know if it's a park or something, because I have, I don't know what, I look at a house and then I look behind the house and I see all the surroundings. And I think that you, girl, are about to have one of the best time of your life, you know?
Well, that's good to know, Carmen. Oh, and I will tell you, Sadie is my friend, and she's getting a divorce right now, just like
okay.
I did.
That's fine. That's okay. You know what? Sometimes divorces are part of the challenges in life, and if they're meant to happen, they will happen. And I truly believe that there is something here that needs to happen with her, and it's for her own good. And tell her that someone else will come into her life with a W name, a W and a P. I see another person coming in her life, wears glasses, who she met in a different life, if you believe in past lives. But there's something karmic about her. You know, in the new experience of life, there's something intense, powerful, and very, very karmic.
I will tell her.
I have to go. I love you guys, and I love you, Lucia, and all of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Carmen Jara. I'll be back with you next week, same time with Christopher on Home Time Radio. God bless you.